Good morning, everybody. It is March 22nd, and our brackets are fucked.
Louisville and Syracuse. Fuck!
Yeah, honestly, there's a lot of them that I may or may not have predicted.
I predicted Murray State.
Yeah, well, okay, John Morant. So we can go ahead and dive into that. His third triple-double of the season, fourth in his career, and the first Carlisle in the NCAA tournament since
Draymond Green.
Funny.
Michigan State.
Now, that is weird. Speaking of Michigan State, Bradley almost gave them a run for the money. Well, they did give them a run for the money, but they almost bent him over and showed him the 50 states.
It doesn't shock me this time of year, though, man.
It really doesn't.
Around the country, Florida State, Vermont was on their ass
right
all game. Right. Auburn got the best of fucking...
Man, I was really hoping, for obvious reasons, that Auburn would lose that game.
I wonder why.
But it is what it is.
Wofford.
Holy shit. So, we've got Fletcher McGee breaking the all-time three-point record. He's got 500 threes in the NCAA. Incredible. We expect nothing less. And to be honest with you, we really do feel strongly about them coming out against Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have PJ Washington. Now, of course, Keldon's great. Tyler Hero, great. But I'm not sure. I think that the momentum that Wofford's riding
right
now.
I like Travis Reed. Big body.
I do like Travis Reed. But still, you don't have your leader on the court. I mean, and they proved, okay, granted, it's Abilene Christian. So, I mean, you dicked them down pretty good. But at the same time, I'm not impressed. All right? You're not fooling me, Kentucky. You and your little Don Corleone family of the Calipari's aren't going to – you're not going to fool me. All right? And you're going to lose to Wofford. You heard it here first. I'm going out on a limb here, and what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, you got Wofford beat Kentucky.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. Yes. I'm not going to go that far.
I'm going that far. I'm going there. I'm full confidence.
I'm going to say Kentucky wins that game by like 8 points.
I'm never backing down.
But if Wofford won, I would celebrate like Tennessee won or anybody won. How about that Florida-Nevada game?
Yeah. Okay, so let's be real here. What are the odds that Florida can beat Michigan like they did in the Peach Bowl last year? Two different sports, but hey, we all know that the SEC owns the Big Ten things.
These guys feel it. They feel that.
Just
they
kidding, Big Ten fans. Don't get your feathers in a tussle.
Man, I'm not going to lie. It would be kind of awesome if Florida won, but I don't see it happening.
Michigan's yeah, no, I don't see tough. It either, man.
Michigan's pretty tough.
Their coach is – I think he has the most wins in the tournament right now out of any active coach. Which is impressive. I think it's 13. Don't quote me on that. But I know that he's got a very impressive track record. And obviously, you know, they made it very close last year. Final Four team, championship team. Lost to Villanova, who's kind of been, you know, somewhat of a powerhouse past couple years. On and off.
Beat St. Mary's last night. But St. Mary's gave him hell.
They did. That's why I love this, man. Is because it's all different. Like
VCU and UCF tonight. That's going to be... awesome.
It, man. Okay, so who do you have in that game? I have VCU.
I have two brackets.
You remember the Shaka Smart days?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Texas needs to get rid of his ass. But neither here nor there. Let Texas suck for all they want. As long as they want to suck, I'll let them. And, you know, I'm not going to argue with it. But I do think VCU wins that game.
I'm not a Texas fan. I'm a Tennessee fan. And that is common.
Speaking of which, feel sorry for everybody now. That, man, so something very comical happened when the media was addressing the Tennessee Volunteers today. It was something that you don't see very often, especially when it's dealing with like a number one team or number two team, a team that's had a lot of talk, you know, this past season. And essentially, the moderator introduced them as Texas. Now, UT, orange, a shade of orange,
there
and
would
Rick
be
Barnes.
No Texas without Tennessee.
100%. And you can fucking take that to the bank.
Cash it.
Volunteers for a reason, because we volunteered to help them sons of bitches.
If somebody asked me that, they're like, what's a volunteer? And I'm like, are you serious?
History lesson for you.
Probably don't know what a Sooner is either.
Yes,
douche.
Son of a bitch. Now, Oklahoma, by the way, thumping Ole Miss right now. Really giving them the dick. Shout out, Mr. Parasoto. I know this is a conflict of interest, but I also know your dirty little secrets. So, best of luck to you. Go Sooners.
Those are both of his teams, man.
Those are both of his teams.
Yeah, you just got a shutout, so congratulations. Now, Northern Kentucky and Texas Tech. I think that this game... Okay, so I have Texas Tech in my Final Four. I'll come out and say it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who do you... Hold on, let me see. You got... they're going to beat Buffalo. Who else you got? You got them beating Michigan? You got them beating Michigan? And then Gonzaga?
Okay, well, first off, that's not crazy.
Gonzaga or Florida State?
My Final Four is Duke, Texas Tech, Tennessee, North Carolina. All right? You've got 2-1 seeds, a 3 seed, and a 2 seed. Now, bear with me here. I do have Texas Tech beating Gonzaga. Reason being, Gonzaga hasn't seen a team like that defensively that can also shoot the 3. I feel like Gonzaga is this year's Virginia.
Yeah.
I think that they can lose at any time. And Virginia plays today.
I think Virginia is
this... So we're going to see what happens.
Is this year's Virginia.
Okay. Okay. I like that. They suck. All right. Okay. They're in the ACC, so it's like... You got to like them. I mean, they're in the conference that has 3 number one seeds. So, I mean, obviously there's a little bias there. And then you've got Gonzaga, who, you know, they're the little guy. I think if Tennessee wins that game against Auburn, Gonzaga's out and Tennessee's a 1 seed because we have that edge over them. We have that strength of schedule over them. You know, and I think a lot of analysts have us going further than they do Gonzaga. A lot of the professionals, Andy Katz, Lenardi.
Hey, everybody's we got to get past Colgate. We got to get past, I think, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's... I mean,
we got to get past Iowa Purdue right again.
36-31 at the half. Purdue
was last year.
Right.
But and still.
But.
That was a big game.
I guess what I'm more worried about in like the bracket itself. Villanova. Right. Well, but no. But yes.
There was a stat I saw, and this kind of helped me do my second bracket. It said the past 5 years, 83% of 6 seed teams lose in the first round. Thought that was pretty wild.
That is wild. And there's always a 12 seed that goes, which is Murray State in the round of 34.
Always.
There's always a 12 seed that gets to the round of 34.
Like Buffalo plays Arizona State. They could lose.
Essentially, we're going to have to play Villanova or Purdue. And then that's going to move into you're either going to play. I don't think Wisconsin makes it. I like Oregon. So I have Oregon to pick. I have them to win this. I have Kansas State, obviously. I think it'll be Kansas State, Oregon, and I think they will play the winner
of Virginia.
It'll be Virginia, Oklahoma, right? So, I mean, if Oklahoma's playing like they are right now, they're firing on all cylinders. So unless something goes completely wrong right now, it's 6:44 in the first half. It's still early, but they're beating Ole Miss 38-24. Shout out Trae Young. Trae Young is
dropping dimes.
He's
turning on.
Freshman of the year, he could be up there.
Oh yeah. I knew it would take him like 20 games to get the feel of that 3-point arc in the NBA, and then dude, once you got that perimeter, you fucking it's game over.
I agree, but to be honest with you, man, I really like Christian Doolittle. He's probably their best player, number 21. He's averaging 11 points, 7 rebounds. He's 50% from the field. He's 6'7", and he moves like, you know, he's 6'2". There's a lot of those guys out there these days, but you know, right now from field goal, he's 4 from 6. He's having a solid game. And same for Odoms. He's a solid player for them. 5 for 5 right now, 11 points. And then obviously, Christian James is, you know, he's 6'4", but he plays like he's 6'8". He's quick. He's powerful. He's averaging 15 points a game, 6 rebounds. So, I mean, I do think Oklahoma's got a very strong team. I think they have some players that can contend. So, to be honest with you, man, I didn't have this in my bracket, but I do think that they could take out Virginia. If nothing goes tragically wrong, I think that they could.
So, all right, so let's go ahead, me and you right now, let's fill out a bracket.
Okay. Okay.
For, like, the podcast.
Right.
This will be our opinion. Let's start in
the East?
Yes.
Duke? All right, so obviously we've got Duke, VCU. That's me.
Right? Duke, VCU. I'll take that because Duke will eventually win.
All right, so we've got Mississippi State. Do you think Liberty could upset them today?
Because
they're not a bad team.
Possible. It's possible.
Well, hell, anything's possible.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Hugh Freeze is going to go through the Liberty system, and he's going to somehow – because he hates Mississippi State.
He does.
And he's got ties in Virginia.
Liberty actually is one of the largest colleges in the U.S. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, it's it is UCF in the tournament. It's UCF, Ohio State, Liberty. It's pretty crazy.
I wonder if
UCF is the largest margin of like 58,000. Insane.
I wonder if they have a Liberty statue or a statue of Liberty, or just like a Liberty statue.
Yeah, man. Maybe even like a statue that says Liberty on it, but it really doesn't even symbolize anything. It's just a statue.
Yeah, we're libertarian.
False. Now, with that being said, I do like Liberty Flames. No, I want to stay on Liberty for a minute. They're 28-6, all right? They're first in the A-Sun. Everybody knows how big of a perennial powerhouse the A-Sun is. Now, when you're playing powerhouses like TNU and Kent, the Flash, and SSav, whoever the fuck that is, Alcorn, like those are, everybody knows how hard those are week in and week out. They played Vandy, lost. Hilarious. Vandy, I don't think, had an SEC win. Georgetown, lost. That's okay. Alabama, hilarious. APSU, Austin Peay, really. That's, you know.
Shout out Highway 51.
Whatever. Lipscomb, lost. That's hilarious. And UNF. So, you know, if anybody can beat Mississippi State, why not the Liberty Flames?
It's not going to happen.
But they did get dicked down pretty good the past couple games. Maybe it happened. Maybe.
Mississippi State's big. They got size.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you don't know how to use it.
Well, Virginia Tech's going to beat the St. Louis Billikens.
Okay.
Because
I have Virginia Tech actually doing pretty well. I like Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I do too. I have them playing Duke.
Okay.
In the Elite Eight.
Okay. So you just want to go ahead and give us the Final Four so it doesn't take 18 fucking years? We all know who we think's going to win. I mean, look, I like Murray State.
All right, well, who do we all think's going to win?
Tennessee. Come on. We have a pretty easy road. We have a fairly easy road to the tournament, right? So here, let's go ahead and break this down. In the South, there's really not that much competition, okay? So we're going
to Purdue, Villanova.
We're
going to
play Cincinnati next. Hopefully we can beat Cincinnati.
Virginia or...
I mean, you're going to play Virginia. That's really... Virginia,
Wisconsin,
Oregon,
Kansas
or Kansas State.
State.
No. I think Wisconsin loses today. But like I said, Oklahoma. So look, let's say this. I think if something crazy could happen, it could be...
Tennessee and Oklahoma?
It could. In the Elite Eight. It easily could.
See that? And then Oklahoma would beat us in the Elite Eight and we'd be like, what?
That would be tragic.
Yeah. No, but Tennessee's going to make it. I got Tennessee. In one of my brackets, I have Tennessee winning. I have Tennessee going to it both times, so I think that they're that good. At least having the Final Four.
So Midwest, we have North Carolina.
Powerhouse.
That's how I think we'll go to the Elite Eight on the top side. On the bottom side, hold on to your britches, boys and girls. Houston.
Really?
I like Houston.
I like Houston, too.
I like Houston a lot.
I do like Houston.
They're conference champs in the American Conference. They play very solid.
They're going to play either Ohio State or Iowa State.
Right. No,
Iowa State's pretty tough. But I'm just saying, like, that's really not a hurdle. And they're probably going to play Kentucky. It's going to be Houston and Kentucky.
Yeah. I mean, dude, they have three losses, okay? They're 16-2 in the conference, which I get it. Their conference. I mean, Rice. I mean, it's Cincinnati, UCF, Memphis, Wichita State. Like, it's Temple. Like, it's not the best, but it's also a decent basketball conference. I mean, agree or disagree?
Hey, all you can do is beat who's on your schedule, and they do that. So
right,
you're in.
You have three losses. I mean, you've got
Cincinnati's in.
Corey Davis averaging 17 points a game, and then you've got Armani Brooks, who's a guard averaging, you know, almost 7 rebounds a game. And then he's also averaging 14 points a game. So they have some weapons, and I think that they can make a push. Yeah. So I think Wofford beats Kentucky. I think it's Houston, and I think it's Wofford. Kentucky doesn't have P.J. Washington, so you're going to have Tyler Hero step up a lot, like we said.
Yep.
Wofford, Houston. Houston wins that. Houston's going to play UNC in the Elite Eight. So right now on the right side of the bracket, we've got – this is getting crazy here – Oklahoma, Tennessee, North Carolina, Houston. Okay? So you got a 9 seed in the Elite Eight. Not unheard of. Tennessee did it Don't know if you remember that. Let's go to the West. Let's go to the West. So, in that top spot, who do you like, Carlisle?
Oh.
I know, obviously, I'm sure you've got Gonzaga playing Baylor. I mean, that's obvious. So.
Well, no, I had him playing Syracuse, but I have Gonzaga winning. I have Gonzaga and Florida State.
Okay.
And then the bottom, I have Michigan. So, it's going to be Michigan and Gonzaga. That's what I got.
Okay.
I think Michigan's pretty serious.
I like Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech beats Michigan. I don't think Michigan has the firepower that they did. And be honest with you, Florida might even give them a run for the money just because it's the tournament and everybody's playing like it's the last day on earth.
Dude, it's going to be madness. We're going to be like, this bracket's fucked.
Oh, this bracket's going to be 8 times fucked over. But that's why we do it. So let's go ahead and break that down. We're going to move to the East. Obviously, Duke's in the Elite Eight.
Yep.
And then in the bottom part, you take a Michigan State?
I
don't think LSU's got the power just because...
I liked LSU at first, but without Will Wade and
the whole thing.
So Michigan State's got an easy-ass path.
They really do, man. But I was really hoping... I didn't see Minnesota doing what they did to Louisville. And if Michigan State plays even half of how they played against Bradley, Minnesota could give them a run for their money.
Could you imagine Duke could upset Minnesota?
Minnesota could upset Duke?
That'd be fucking wild. Mm. And then they do it.
Or if there was another Lehigh incident.
And then P.J. Fleck takes his shirt off and he's fucking got a new tattoo of the men's basketball program. Like
P.J. Peck.
He's drunk as fuck.
Always.
I don't think he drinks.
No, me either. But Duke...
wins.
At all?
No. They beat Michigan State.
All right, so now we're Final Four.
Yep.
So we've got Duke.
Tennessee. Tennessee, Oklahoma, who you got?
Tennessee.
Okay.
Duke, Tennessee. I'll go with you on that. It's more logical. I like Texas Tech, and I think that they will beat Michigan, but if you want Michigan, we'll do that. So we've got Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and then on this right side.
Houston and North Carolina, who you got?
North Carolina.
Okay, so North Carolina, Tennessee.
Mark it down. Duke, Tennessee, Michigan, North Carolina. That is the Mercy Rules Final Four. We're locking it in. Now, we're going to move a little further now. We've got Tennessee facing North Carolina, and we've got Duke facing Michigan. Now, Michigan isn't... a horrible team. I've been talking shit about them all season just because I don't like Michigan in general. But, you know, I'm also a realist. I've got some friends to talk shit to. Told them they would make it past the Sweet 16. But realistically, you know, I'm just talking to them as if I get lucky, I get lucky. You know, it's one of those things, Carlisle, where Duke's going to fuck Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Michigan's good, but they're not Duke good. Duke's, if Zion's healthy, and dude, I think Zion's going to go ape shit. In the tournament, it's going to be awesome.
If it's anything like the ACC tournament, awesome. Yeah.
He's going to be doing spin dunks and everybody's going to be going yelling.
So, in order for me to get a great like understanding of how Tennessee is going to come off today, for me to feel very comfortable, they're going to have to win by 30. They're going to have to come out and no turnovers. I don't want turnovers, I don't want sloppy play. I don't want any of that. Like, you're going to have to make a statement here and for anyone to take you seriously. Not that it really matters, but if they play like I know they can play, they beat North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Or their guards can't hang with our guards. But, I like Kobe. I like White, but I don't think... But
at the same time, if we play like I also know we can play... And North Carolina plays like they play. If they play Tennessee, like they play
championship,
Duke.
Yeah.
North Carolina's a fucking stud.
They're
team.
Great.
I don't give a fuck what anyone
They're
says.
Incredible.
That's a good basketball.
And to be
team.
Honest with you, I would love to see another Duke North Carolina matchup because the last one was so wild. Fucking good. But at the same time, I think Tennessee can edge them. I think
I
we
do
have
too.
A better coach who can actually is capable of calling timeouts. You know, also he's got the most losing record in the round of 64. But that's okay. That's okay. Because that's Texas, and this is a new dawn. This is a new day.
Texas.
Duke versus Tennessee in national championship.
Shit. Okay. That's both of my brackets how they end, but I have two different champions, just so I'm right either way.
All right. So who do we got?
I'm going fucking Tennessee, dude. Get the fuck out of here. You think I'm going to pick Duke right now?
Right!
I'll kick... Mm.
Right. Now, because we have to be some sort of logical here, because people are probably wondering what the fuck's going on.
People are
going to
be like, what?
Marquise Bolden's out. That takes away from their defense. Takes away from the boards. We have four guys that will grab rebounds all night long. We've got Alexander. We've got Bowden. We've got Schofield. And we've got Williams. That's going to be a challenge.
Bone. He gets up there.
Jordan Bone is just scoring me a little fuck. I mean, he can do anything. He's fast. He's probably the fastest point guard in the NCAA.
But hey,
Tyus Jones is right up there.
Duke's got the big three.
They do have the big three.
Zion,
Cam Reddish, JT Barrett. Yeah, yep. Everybody knows that. But at the same time, no one gives a fuck. And everyone's praying for him.
Play good together.
Everyone's praying for him to lose. Well, they got great chemistry. And I hope that everybody said that Zion shouldn't play. Eat a bag of dicks.
Oh, in this basketball season, to me, if that somehow is the champion, Duke is the fucking villain. And Tennessee is...
But see, I think Duke right now, Zion makes Duke likable.
No, Zion is Zion my favorite makes basketball Duke player in college basketball right now. Probably Whoa. Besides the Tennessee players.
I was about to say.
If I'm looking at besides the Tennessee players,
see,
my favorite for sure.
Unpopular opinion, I like Ja Morant more.
I like Cam Reddish.
After the game last night, they gave him a stat line, and they said, which number do you like the most? And he said, those 17 assists. He's like, I love seeing a smile on my teammates' faces. I love being able to make sure that they trust me, and I love giving them the ball and giving them opportunities to score. Like that, that's music to my ears.
Hey, LeBron,
a lot of these young guys.
Talk to that guy.
Yeah. Hey, LeBron, don't talk to that guy because you're going to ruin him. You're going to spoil him. You're going to fucking... my name's LeBron. If you don't like it, fucking whine about it until you get your way. Yeah, okay. No, Ja Morant, keep doing you, man. You're humble. You're awesome. You score like a motherfucker, and you're incredible to watch. So my hat's off to you, man. Fuck LeBron James. Now, with that being said...
Wait a minute. What do you use to get on edge? What do you use in life that makes you next level? Is it coke? Hookers?
Jesus?
Faith. Well, Cam Newton thinks that abstinence it gives you that edge.
Yes, he does. So, apparently Cam Newton is newly a vegan, okay? And
of the
he is,
vagina.
Right, yeah, he's a vagina vegan. So, no vagina for a month to give himself a mental edge. Now, our general reaction here was that he has been watching too much Blue Mountain State. But in reality... Maybe he's just
been
not
watching
getting,
a lot of Blue Mountain State.
Maybe they're just tired of his little Peter Pan hats, and he's not getting pussy. So he's like, before people find out I'm not getting pussy, I'm gonna come out and be like, I'm abstinent.
Hey, if y'all see me with no girl for a long time, it's because I'm abstinent.
Yeah, it's my friend. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. No. I'm not buying it, Cam. All right. I'm not buying it one bit. If you think that you and Christian McCaffrey are gonna be going out every night, and you're not gonna have some tacos thrown at you, you got another thing coming.
Come on.
Well, I guess you don't have another thing coming. I guess nothing's coming for a month.
Watch him win a Super Bowl. Either that or Cam Newton's on Twitter taking this, like, I haven't busted in so long memes too seriously. He thinks he's going to levitate by fucking April.
Breaking news. Chris Sale is nearing a 5-year agreement with the... So it would basically be an extension of his contract right now with the Red Sox. 5 years, $150 million. Holy shit.
It's nothing.
Sorry to interrupt. But, breaking news again. Tyson Fury will be fighting Tom Schwartz. That's a good segue. June 15th. Speaking of fights, Mr. Austin Sean Carlisle will be attending the fights tomorrow.
My name's Jeff.
In Nashville. All right. Now, this is obviously where we're based out of, but at the same time, it's where a lot of sports happen. SEC tournament was here last week. Got UFC 235 here tomorrow. Got Wonderboy taking on Don't Fuck With Me Pettis. I'm going to kick you in the fucking face off the cage, Pettis. I'm going to brawl you and crawl you.
I'm going to Rafael Dos Anjos
lose to Tony Ferguson Pettis. But that's okay because he's a great fighter. Now, 8 losses. A little shaky. Wonder Boy, we watched one of his fights last night. Do you have Wonder Boy to win?
Yes.
Ooh.
As a fighter, yes.
I haven't been able to get a definitive answer out of you.
He's big. He's long.
He's got reach.
He's fast.
He's got 2 inches on him.
Those front kicks are deadly.
He's got 2 inches of height, 2 inches of reach.
I think it's going to be close at first. You're going to see in the first round, Stephen Thompson is going to size him up.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to both size each other up, but I think at the end of it, if it does, if it goes... If he doesn't knock, if somebody doesn't get knocked out and goes to decision, he's got more significant strikes.
I think Stephen Thompson will. Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%. Kind of like the Ferguson fight.
And I love Anthony Pettis, but something's going on, and he's got to win.
Right.
This is a must win for him.
I agree. Here, before we get too deep in the fighting, because we were on football, I got a little I lost track there. Not only is Cam Newton not coming for a month, but speaking of coming, Johnny Manziel is coming to the Memphis Express. And by coming, I mean he's already came. He's came twice. He came to Memphis, and then he came to a Memphis Grizzlies game.
And then they went and came on a waitress at Ruth's Chris Center, now 2 on Poplar.
Right.
This is a developing story coming out of WMC TV.
It was a quiet Memphis day when two very washed up white males that used to be famous athletes were... I'm just
overpaid.
Kidding. Right. Well, Chandler Parsons, now you're a joke, but Johnny Manziel, I love you.
Oh, yeah. You still have a chance.
And Blake Griffin. Actually, I love Blake Griffin, so I kind of have to like Chandler Parsons just out of association.
And we from Memphis, so if we ever see either of you...
We love you.
Yeah, and I would buy you a diver.
But at the same time, you're a fucking creep.
Exactly.
Kind of. But not really. But sort of.
So right now, the Express is the worst team in the AAF. So buy your stock low.
One win.
Buy your stock low.
One win.
Because we're going to win the Alliance Bowl this year. Okay, so you buy your stock low, you sell high. Mm-hmm. Johnny Football is gonna finally hold that fucking...
Is the Met show over?
No. Everybody, it's gonna be glorious. I can't wait. Everybody, okay. You're gonna half the crowd's gonna be wearing like comeback season hoodies. Half the crowd's gonna be wearing like Memphis starter jackets. Everybody's gonna be like,
yeah.
And walking in, and then they're gonna like do a little like crip walk.
Chandler Parsons gonna have two barely legal teenagers on his...
He's gonna have
arms.
Ice packs.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like,
knees.
Why? And they're like, because I'm on my knees.
Right, right. And then Cam Newton's gonna be behind him, like, well, you know, I'm just hanging out with him so I can be a better person and maybe rub off on him.
Yeah,
because I can't come.
Yeah, and really, Chandler, he said, women. Right. Cam said he's not have sex with women.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. Maybe
I don't know
him
if he said that. He said sex.
And breaking news: Michael Sam was just traded to the Panthers.
Hey, Carolina.
Oh, maybe they're going to be roommates. Cam Newton and Michael Sam, roommates. Coincidence? I think not.
It was just requested.
It was. We've got the documents right in front of us. Now,
Rivera's disgusted.
Now, back to UFC. Curtis Blaydes and Justin Willis. Both of these guys are great. Justin Willis, 8-1. Curtis Blaydes. Honestly, I'm going to go with Curtis Blaydes just because that's a badass name. He's 10-2. He's got 3 inches on him. He's 6'4". Justin Willis is 6'1". They're both 265. He's got 2 inches of reach as well. Blaydes is 80 inches, where Justin Willis is 78. Now, I'll tell
shorter,
you right now.
8-1.
Justin Willis has the body of the Black Beast, because that's a fat son of a bitch right there. He's big. That's a big
dude,
boy.
I wouldn't.
But yeah, Curtis Blaydes is...
Either
one
of those guys.
He's got those 3 inches. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that leans him out a little bit. But that also means we all know that Justin Willis is that fucking hammer. So if you get caught with one of those hooks, it's over.
The lights went out in Georgia. Actually, Nashville, Tennessee.
Going down to midnight.
And if you want to view this fight, you can view this fight at Score Sports HQ, either Twitter or Instagram.
Austin Carlisle will be there to live stream the entire fight and everything that involves the fight.
And I will also live stream fights in the crowd, because those are better.
And fights in the restroom and fights during the fights.
Last time I went to the Bridgestone fight, was it 2 years ago?
Yes.
There was like 4 fights in the crowd.
Really?
Always, do people just drink beer and watch other people fight?
Well, I guess once you have that much testosterone in one place.
You got one guy going, go Pettis! And then three rows down, he's like, hey!
Right, it's like, I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard that like on porn sets, well, the people fucking, other people fuck in the background that aren't even involved because they're just so horny.
Yeah, because the camera dude's getting BJs.
Right, yeah, he's just, you know, whatever. It's work. It's a normal day in the office, you know? Hey, I'm not going to judge you. You don't judge me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I just film art.
Hey, right, man.
I went to
an
art school.
Okay?
I film art.
That's what happens, you know?
That's what happens when you go to Memphis and you get a film degree.
Yeah, you start getting random HJs in the garage.
Hey, Naughty America's got a couple projects up in Ohio. Mm. A couple hairy bitches.
Not the good look. So the match 4 is going to be Husier Fulmiga, 22-5
Jesus.
From Brazil.
Jesus and John McDessie.
No, Wrong. Deviesen Figueiredo.
Oh, skipped one. There's a lightweight fight.
Yeah, but I'm right here. I'm moving my way down. Oh, I did skip one. John McKessie, Jesus Pinedo. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
16-6, 16-4. Virtually identical. Let's see. 155 pounds, 68 inches. And Jesus, he will weigh in tonight, and we will get that reach. Ooh, I love the weigh-ins.
Right. Oh, that's going to be, dude. You want to go?
Jesus Pinedo is 22 ages. He's 20. What is he? John McDissey is 33 age, 10 years as elder.
10 years as elder. Dude, that's awesome.
Shout out Mike Goldberg. You should have got that contract because now you're in Bellator and you want to kill yourself. Right, not really. Dude, you got a fatter contract. And you're probably living it the fuck up.
Well, but everybody knows you miss Joe and Dana. Everybody knows you miss your buddy.
Oh, he's got that Kimura.
Oh, watch his hand. Watch his hand. He's making me nervous here. He's making me nervous.
Oh, man, I'm off my seat right now, man.
You had an incredible fight. I was wondering if you wanted to go smoke DMT with me after this. What do you say? Ben Askren, Darren Till, how much would I have to pay for you to do DMT with me and my dog while I run through the hills of L.A.?
I just want to thank God and thank you, Yossi, Dana.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. Hey, we see you have your family.
All right, folks,
here
I'm here with the champion, Demetrius Mighty Mountain.
God damn it, man. Look.
He always grabs their shoulder like this.
Right.
He's just big old, like, monkey firm hand.
My balls was hot.
Now.
Derek Lewis, he's our favorite fighter.
One of them, for sure. Dude, okay, so let's talk about it. Cowboy and Alaquinta. That's going to be a great fight. Do you think that Cowboy should still fight McGregor? Because McGregor was seen on St. Paddy's Day in Boston, drunk, at a bar, standing on top of a table, going off on about how the Khabib fight. I don't know if you saw this video. It's hilarious. He's like, you know, he's a great fighter. He really came in. He really worked on his ground. You know, he's been fighting bears since he was a kid. You know, I really got to work on my aggression. I got to work on my control and my stamina. He really threw me a loop here. And you're just kind of like, holy fuck, man.
Lay off the 12, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
He said, they're free. They're free, though.
And it was funny because they went to a Bruins game and Brad Marchand was like, hey, fight Zidane. Fight Chara. He was like, okay. And Chara was like,
well, I'll tell you, Conor doesn't want to fight Khabib or Zabit.
No.
And
Zabit's a fucking...
He probably doesn't want Nate Diaz round three because both times he got bloody the fuck up.
Oh, he got rough.
But with the Cowboy thing, if... All right, Cowboy is in the last... He's got four fights left in his prime, I believe. Like,
He's on his last leg.
So, all right, if you don't follow UFC, Cowboy Cerrone was a badass in, like, 10 years ago.
Right.
And then he apparently had no purpose in life is what he said. Then right. He had a son. Mm-hmm. So now he's got a purpose that every mm-hmm. time he gets in the ring, he fights as if someone's mm-hmm. trying to take his kid away, mm-hmm. which is fucking probably great. Mm-hmm. And he just beat that 27-year-old kid that only lost like one fight.
One fight.
Yeah, so...
Pretty easily,
I mean, but hey, you got Connor who's got a son. It's the battle of the dads. My dad can beat up your dad.
Right.
I'm gonna go Cowboy. Connor's drinking too much. Cowboy just putting his Copenhagen and getting a little head high.
I like it.
Cowboy getting a dip in Arizona.
That's a little head.
Marry one, fuck one, kill one. Alexis Davis, Jennifer Maya, and let's go.
The flow.
Macy Barber.
Okay. I'm gonna marry Macy.
Yes.
She seems like a real go-getter.
Right.
JJ kind of looks like I would fuck.
Nope, she's not an option. It's Macy, okay. Alexis, Rhonda. Nope, I said Jennifer.
Okay,
Macy, Alexis, Jennifer.
Okay, marry Macy.
Right.
Fuck Jennifer and kill Alexis.
100% couldn't agree more.
Brazilian, you know that. I don't even have to click on a picture to know that ass is out of this world.
Right, so exactly. And so she, it's like, Canada, she, come on.
And she would probably, like, as you're killing her, be like, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to hit you that hard. I mean, you know, I was just trying to, you know, have a good time, try to prove what I can do. But at the same time, I don't want to undermine you and what you're capable of.
Plus, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu woman?
Yeah, that's true.
She would grapple you.
Oh, goddamn right. Well, not if you're Cam Newton. She wouldn't.
But not Macy, look, this girl here, American, beautiful.
American.
6-0. Click on her. Yes. 6-0.
Let's see what's up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
How you
6-0. Look. Determined. That to me is determined.
Five,
undefeated in the UFC.
125 pounds. See, dude, we probably sound so creepy right now. Stance. She switches. She's a switcher.
Oh.
Hey, she's a switcher.
She's a lefty.
Best of both worlds. I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, what about this? Her SIG STRACC, whatever the fuck that stands for, is 69. 69. Wow.
69
It's a match.
69 point Jordan year. You hear me?
Yep.
That girl is ready.
She's a shooter.
And she's 6-0.
Yes, sir. Oh, wow.
Bro, I bet her front kicks. Mm. I kind of want to watch this fight live. I think I'm going to watch it live.
Wow. Yeah. I'm gonna coincidence.
I'll be there, Macy.
You might have box seats.
I'll see you, Macy.
Right. You'll be there. Hey, if you can get an interview with her.
My chances of fucking one, marrying one, and killing one are very
slim.
Slim. They would all kill me.
Probably.
No, they wouldn't. No, probably.
Yeah, you're right.
Every one of these people in this card are trained killers.
Kills. Okay, so things have taken a turn. Iowa, 45. Cincinnati, 48. Huh? Halftime right now. Oklahoma, 50. Ole Miss, 33. Now, the third game of the day and the second day of the tournament is Northern Kentucky, I think. NKU, I don't fucking know. NKU versus Texas Tech, that score is 6-8 right now. So, Texas Tech, like I said, don't disappoint me, please. We're going to see what happens, but you heard us here first. Duke, Tennessee, that's our champions, and Tennessee wins it all. You want to go ahead?
Tennessee wins it all.
Do you
want
to throw a final
in.
Score?
Okay. Both teams average over 80 points.
I'm thinking 85-82. What do you think?
3-point game. I'm going to go 88-86.
Ooh.
I'm going to say, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be one of those games where it's loud as fuck, and they're running back and forth, getting little cute layups and cute passes. Okay.
Fast break.
And every crowd's going to be, and in their seat.
Just kind of like awesome. The North Carolina game.
Exactly. It's going to be like that.
I love that. I love that.
Our top stories. The abandoned bear who lives on an airbase. And Pompeo suggests God sent Trump to save Israel. ISIS has crumbled and last stronghold liberated. Fox News has learned. This is Google. Sports.
Dude, that's not that bad. It's not too bad. Now, it's horrible. Kansas State, next game. Tennessee, next game. Virginia, next game. Buffalo. Hey, what do you know? Hey, I don't know. Buffalo, Arizona State. First off, Arizona State barely squeaked their way into this goddamn thing. So it's going to, you know, whatever. I don't know. Buffalo, that's a 3-loss team. You're solid, you know? You're good.
You're solid. Right. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're feeling right. You're feeling tight. You only have 3 losses. You're favoring this game 73%.
You know what they say?
What can you fucking do?
You know what they fucking say?
Yeah, what can you fucking do?
You do it right.
You do it tight. Oh, shit.
You fucking do it right. You do it good. If you do it right, you're one of the best, okay?
Hey, you do it right, you do it good, you son of a
and
bitch.
And that's really the message here.
Hey, go out there and score. Hope your brackets aren't too fucked. We'll see you next week. We love you.
She was doing a freak with me.